So too, in chapter 11, Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, meaning that by believing in him, a person will be raised for eternal life. And then he proves it by raising Lazarus from the dead. The miracles and the teachings of Jesus are brought together in the Gospel of John so that what he says about himself is proved by his miraculous deeds. Jesus, in both his teachings and his miracles, is much more in John than the man that we find in the Synoptics. In John's Gospel, Jesus is God come to earth to provide salvation to the world. In the Synoptics, you don't have a sense of Jesus himself being divine. You do get that sense in the Gospel of John. Let me say that in the Synoptics, of course, Jesus is portrayed as the Son of God, as the Messiah, as the Son of David. These are not titles, though, that first century Jews would have thought indicate that Jesus is divine. The fact that he's the Son of God doesn't make him divine. This is a reference to the Hebrew Bible, where all sorts of people are called the Son of God. For example, Solomon, whom God says, will be my son, I will be his father. 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 14. The Son of God is the king, but he's immortal. He's a human. In the Synoptics, Jesus is immortal. He's a human. Even when he's born of a virgin in Matthew and Luke, the idea in Matthew and Luke is not that Jesus is born of a virgin because he pre-existed, was born of a virgin as a way of entering into the world. Read Matthew and Luke carefully. There's no sense that he pre-existed the birth. The virgin birth is how he came into being. Not so the Gospel of John, which doesn't have a virgin birth. In the Gospel of John, Jesus is, in fact, a pre-existent being who has become flesh. This emphasis is found already at the beginning of John's Gospel in the prologue, John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. This is a kind of a beginning of the Gospel, sort of preface or prologue of the Gospel that sets the tone for what's going to happen subsequently throughout this book. A very famous beginning in which the author alludes to the book of Genesis. The book of Genesis, of course, begins in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth. Gospel John says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. This one was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being which came into being. In him was life, and his life was the light of humans. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is God's own word, God's manifestation of himself, his external being. We're told in chapter 1, verse 14, that this Word of God, this manifestation of God, became flesh and dwelt among us. The pre-existent Word of God becomes a human being, and in fact, it's Jesus. That's why in this Gospel, anyone who sees Jesus is said to have seen the Father, John chapter 14. Whoever rejects Jesus has rejected the Father, John chapter 3. No longer is Jesus in this Gospel simply God's misunderstood Messiah or prophet. Now he himself is fully divine. As he himself says in this book, I and the Father are one, John chapter 10. Or as Thomas confesses at the end of the Gospel, when he sees Jesus raised from the dead, Thomas says, my Lord and my God, John chapter 20. Jesus here is divine. In conclusion, I think it's safe to say that John's Gospel is quite unlike the others, both in its content and its emphases. John lacks a large number of the accounts found in the Synoptics and contains numerous memorable stories preserved in its text alone. But even more significantly, John provides a completely different portrayal of Jesus from the other Gospels. No longer is Jesus merely a compassionate miracle worker who responds to people's faith and proclaims the coming kingdom of God, a prophet rejected by his own people, or even the Jewish Messiah sent from the Jewish God in fulfillment of the Jewish scriptures. Now he himself is divine, the one sent from heaven who spends his entire public ministry teaching that he is the one sent from God for the salvation of the world, and one who provides miracles in order to prove that what he says about himself is true.